This is the program for Friday, February 26.
It's Tom Morgan coming down in 3, 2, 1.
It's Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, pal. The president cut our budgets for defense. Did this harm us? Coming next. Hello, it is Tom. You know, the president slashed spending on defense. And, you know, a lot of people say that pretty soon we'll be so weak that Ecuador can overpower us. But let's take these defense cuts within a perspective. First, this has happened time and again. Liberal administrations cut defense spending. Jimmy Carter did, for instance. Conservative administrations increased defense spending. Ronald Reagan did. It's not the end of the world. Second, a lot of so-called cutting is simply trimming the increase. In other words, we were going to increase spending by $100 billion. Now it's only going to be $50 billion increase. So, yes, it's a cut. But the budget still grows. And lastly, a huge part of our defense spending has traditionally been for people, for sailors, soldiers, and airmen. Well, we don't need so many people these days because we're using drones. We're replacing people with computers and technology that lets one guy hit a button 200 miles from the target and do the damage it used to take 100 men to do. Soon we will probably have robot ships patrolling our coasts. In other words, defense spending ain't what it used to be. More after this wee pause. If you've got $100,000, $500,000, $1 million, several million in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, managed money, send for Tom's questionnaire and find out how your investments are doing for you, compared with how they ought to be doing for you. Call 1-866-225-4334, 1-866-225-4334, or do the questionnaire online at the website tomasinmorgan.com. Hi, it's Tom again. So you're forgetful. You're absent-minded. Don't put yourself down. Now, Sir Isaac Newton, one day his maid found him standing in the kitchen before a pot of boiling water. Sir Isaac peered at his hand, which held an egg, and then he peered into the pot, which contained his watch. This is Tom, as in Morgan.